There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, let's talk to Elliot right now. It is trade deadline day. That'll be one of many things we talked to him about. Reminder, Nick Sirianni in 15 minutes joins the program. Elliot right now is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Let's welcome in Elliot. Good morning, bud.
What up? How you guys doing?
Quite a bit, Elliot. Let's start trade deadline. Do you expect the Eagles to make a move today? And if so, which position would you like to see them target?
So I think they should make a move, and I think they could make a move. I don't think they have to. Like, I do think this team is good enough as is. But in all my years covering Howie Roseman, what I do know is he will work the phones up until the last minute. So, you know, I wish I had more information. Are they definitely going to trade for an edge rusher? I just think it's going to depend on if he feels he's getting good value. I'm really surprised they didn't trade for Za'Darius Smith, especially when you consider they allowed him to go to the biggest rival by far in the conference, for their chance to go to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I'm surprised by that one.
That's a fail by Howie right here. Elliot, can't you say with relative certainty this is something we did not want to happen and we probably could have used this player?
Yeah, without question. I mean, Za'Darius Smith is still a very good player. He has almost as many hits, hurries, and sacks as anybody else on the Eagles roster. He was a really good player last year. He was top 25 in the league. In the year before, he was top 5. So, you know, I think the Eagles' pass rush has been better. It's still not a unit I believe in when it push comes to shove. And really, it's how they have to view everything. In Detroit, conference championship game, do we trust them to get a pass rush? And I think the answer has to be no as of right now. So we'll see if they get a more proven pass rusher after 4 o'clock. But, that's a disappointing thing, I think, for the Eagles. And now, not only are they not getting to Za'Darius Smith, they're going to have to go again.
Sure. Ellie, can you remind us what do the Eagles have in draft picks? I know they lost that third rounder with Dotson. So what are they working with? I mean, that's a big loss for something that's been very little production.
So I know next year they have 3 fifth-round picks, but I don't believe any of them are actually there. They have the Lions pick, the Commanders pick, and then maybe the third one actually is there. So they don't have any, like, great value, I would say, in next year's draft, assuming they're not going to move a first, second, or third-round pick. The year after, in 2026, they have all their picks. So you could see potentially a future pick be moved. And then obviously they also have that additional pick that they're going to get from the Hassan Reddick trade, which kind of cancels out that Jahan Dotson trade. So they have cap room. They have draft picks. Like, they have ammunition to work with, without question.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Nick Sirianni in 10 minutes. All right, Elliot, I've been on the record today saying I think the town's unfair to Sirianni. And it's not that there's not certainly moments to criticize him and sometimes loudly criticize him, but I think the town has dogged him too much. I think this recent stretch is an example. 4-game winning streak, you know, a lot of stuff here. So I want to play some audio of Donovan McNabb from yesterday in the afternoon show with Spike and Ike and Jack. I thought he made a series of good points discussing Sirianni. I want to play this Donovan audio and then get your reaction. Here's Donovan yesterday on WIP.
Majority of the people who are upset at Nick Sirianni are people who just don't like Nick Sirianni. They don't like his demeanor. They don't like his energy. It's always something they try to pick out. One thing I can say about this football team is they're gelling and playing well together. And that's a start from their head coach. Is it a reason because they're they feel like they had to fight for Nick Sirianni and what he went through early on, maybe. But I think with everybody healthy, offensively, the chemistry is definitely there. You know, I love seeing what we're doing as far as methodically moving the football, obviously running the football through Saquon and the things that he's been able to do. Our defense is applying pressure. We're being a little bit more aggressive on defense. So overall, I would have to say that I'm excited about where we are. I want to continue to see us grow. But you have to tip your hat off to Nick and his coaching staff of the adjustments that they've made.
And for those that don't know, Donovan, part of the afternoon show every Monday at 4 o'clock. It's great to have, you know, another Eagles legend part of the station, and he has been for a couple years. So, Elliot,
in there, with everybody healthy.
Yeah. So, Elliot, I agree with Donovan. Where do you net out on this Sirianni thing now in year four?
Yeah, well, McNabb would certainly know about being underappreciated despite great results, right? So yeah. I'm sure that he certainly can sympathize there. Yeah, Nick is absolutely a great head coach, and I really don't see any argument to the contrary. Like, you can point to the loaded roster he's had, and he has. He's had a great roster. But since 2021, only one NFL head coach in the entire league has a better active winning percentage than Nick Sirianni does. So he's taken that talent. He's taken him to the Super Bowl. He's taken him to the playoffs every year. And I think this year specifically is a great example how nobody wants to give him credit. The first 4 weeks of the season, Jalen Hurts is struggling. The team's 2-2, right? He has the incident after the Browns game. Everybody wants to fire him. In these last four games, have you noticed the change in the offense? The change in the offense, they have gone from what the first 4 weeks was more of a pass-heavy offense. If you look at their early down pass rate, they were passing it at about a 50-50 rate, pass, run, roughly on first and second down. Since the bye week, when Jalen Hurts is playing his best football, they look a lot like that 2021 team that Nick saved midseason as well. So no one will give Nick credit for it because he shows emotion on the sideline, he wears T-shirts, and for some reason that...
No, Elliot, hold on. It's
time and time again, he saved this team. How many times
do you have to do it? It's in part because Lane Johnson told us he went in and talked to Nick about he and the offensive line wanted to run the ball more.
But why does that matter?
Well,
why did he have to notice it and not Nick?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, good answers. Go ahead, Elliot. Yeah, go ahead.
Did every other head coach in the league work in a silent office where he gets no input from anybody else? Like, yes, Nick listens to his players. I see that as a positive, not a negative. Every player that I've talked to about that meeting, Jordan Mailata last night on the players' lounge, Lane Johnson in the locker room, have said that it was a positive, constructive, back-and-forth thing. And I just don't view it as a negative that he listens to other people. In fact, if you think of the head coaches that have failed around
here. It sounds like you're defensive about him listening to other people right now.
No, but I know what you're about to say, Elliot. I mean, after Chip, who wasn't that long ago, who listened to no one, it's notable that he does.
And Doug didn't listen to anyone, right? Doug wouldn't listen to the coaching staff changes, and that's why he's out of here. And yes, Rissy, I do get defensive about it because it feels like every week after they win, it's the same thing on Monday. They win the game, then everybody talks about how they won it despite Nick. He's 40-19 since he's been here, right? I've covered a lot of head coaches with the Eagles. Very few of them won at this clip this consistently. So it just seems silly to me that we still have this debate week after week.
They've talked about him
with an incredible roster and 2-3 in the postseason where it matters the most. And it feels like we can point directly to the coaching for a reason why we've lost in some of those postseason situations.
So I think in the Super Bowl, he made two bad decisions. I would agree with you on that, right? Kicking the field goal and there was that punt. But we can't blame Nick for the plays that don't work. And then the plays that do work are just the players, right?
I agree.
The plays that do go well, that's the players saving him. The plays that don't go well, that's just Nick poor coaching. Like, it just doesn't add up. It's either the players or the coaching. And I feel like we go back and forth depending on what argument you want to make that bet.
No, I think that's right. All right, Elliot, very compelling today, my man. We'll talk to you later in the week getting ready for the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks, Elliot.
Thanks, Elliot.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.